Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Strategy Wednesday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. And gosh, I'm excited about this Strategy Wednesday episode. It's going to be a very short and simple one, but the strategy that we're talking about is one that I feel is often overlooked because it's so easy and because you can implement it so simply in your business and start getting results. It's not sexy. It's just straight up efficient and effective. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. But I've definitely noticed a habit in myself. I've noticed a habit in what the heck I'm doing lately here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. And that one trend, that one habit that I've noticed is it seems to me like all of these Strategy Wednesday episodes, I'm in the habit now of saying, this is going to be a quick one. We're going to get straight to the point. And I know so many of you value the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast because of that. But I love the fact that you love it for that reason, but I actually want you to really adopt this in your own business. I really want you to start looking at your own business problems and say, what is the simple solution here? Because the fact of the matter is I absolutely love Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes. I love talking about the mindset stuff because ultimately I do believe that that's going to make or break you as an entrepreneur. Because ultimately, if you don't have the resilience, the blind faith, the delusion, the confidence, the so many different ingredients that it takes to make it as an entrepreneur, then I think you won't make it. Even if you've got the best business skills in the world, even if you've got the best business idea in the world, even if you're a great writer, even if you're great on video, I really invite you. Just so that's why I like Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes, but Strategy Wednesday episodes, I've noticed these are the ones where I really just want to get you in and out. And I want you to adopt that habit in your own business of saying, you know what? The strategy is the easy part. I mean, there's so many things I can trial and error and I can start getting them to work. Now, this has nothing to do with today's episode. It's an aside, but hopefully it gives you a really big takeaway. And for the actual strategy I want to talk to you about today, it's so freaking simple. And it's common sense. And like most things, when it comes to common sense, it's the things that we don't think about most often when they're the things that actually we should think about most often. So what I want to talk to you about today on this Strategy Wednesday episode is low hanging fruit. And I'm willing to bet that you've heard that term before when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, is low hanging fruit. And you probably haven't. If you're anything like me, I mean, I love words, I love expressions, I love quotes, I love all of those things, but I'm not necessarily a visual person. For me, I'm way more of kind of a written out person. Like I do my best thinking on paper. And so when I hear terms like low-hanging fruit, I don't necessarily picture what that means. I picture the words, but I don't picture what low-hanging fruit means. But today, I'm taking you on a visual podcast journey where I want you to, just like me, picture a fruit tree. Let's call it an orange tree, all right? There is an orange tree. Or, you know, I don't know if oranges grow on trees. Let's stay with an apple tree, because that I know. A good New Englander in me, I know that apples grow on trees. Let's picture an apple tree. Now, there are apples from top to bottom on this tree. Apples way at the top. And a lot of people like those apples because they think they're best, and there's apples all the way on the bottom. There's apples everywhere. My niece and nephew, they're 3 years old, they're twins. They absolutely love going apple picking. It's my favorite time of the year when our family group chat is just filled with pictures of Landon and Savannah apple picking. Now, the cool thing is, even as little tiny three-year-olds, they can walk down a row of apple trees and they can pick some apples. They can pick the low-hanging fruit. And it makes sense when we really make it this simple with regards to apple trees. Of course, there's low-hanging fruit. And let's put quality to the side. I know that some people believe the better apples are up above because nobody else can touch them, nobody can look at them, and probably the other people have taken the best ones from the bottom depths. Lennon and Savannah have already swooped through and grabbed their favorite apples. Let's leave quality out of this conversation. And let's strictly talk about what fruit you're reaching for. You're probably thinking to yourself by now, Brian, what the heck is this episode? What are you doing with this Strategy Wednesday episode? And here's the thing. We always say those terms in marketing and in sales, low-hanging fruit, because they are so common sense. They are so simple. But we often overlook that low-hanging fruit for one reason or another, where the truth is the easiest fruit to grab on that apple tree, the easiest fruit to grab is the low-hanging fruit. So many people, there's a million apples, and now I'm being metaphorical with you. There's so many apples that are within your grasp that are low on that tree, yet so many people try to find a ladder, try to make it difficult, try to get at the fruit that's so high up in that tree. And you might be thinking, what does this have to do with my business? What does this have to do with marketing? What does this have to do with sales? Here's what it is that so many entrepreneurs, when it comes to getting customers and clients, they're reaching for that high-hanging fruit, when the reality is there are so many freaking apples down lower in that tree. There's so many freaking low-hanging pieces of fruit. There's so many low-hanging fruits, and for some reason as entrepreneurs, because we love to complicate things, we love to make them way harder than they really are, we go for that high-hanging fruit. You wouldn't do that, would you? If there's so many apples low, why would you try to get the ones that you can't reach all the way up top? Now, I'm going to really boil it down into, I'll be less metaphorical and boil it down into strict business terms for you, and I'll give you an example of what the heck I mean by this. So when I started my first business, I was 19 years old. It was 2008. It was a soccer blog. And I went on to build a wildly successful business. It helped me pay my student loans off. It was what set me up for my entire entrepreneurial journey. I never would have imagined that I would have one of the most read soccer websites in the world with literally millions of readers all over the globe. And we'd win awards and I'd have writers working for me and I'd be traveling every weekend. It was incredible. But I attribute so much of that success to low-hanging fruit, because when I first started out, I was trying to email all these companies saying, hey, you should advertise on my website. We've got this many readers in these countries. This is where the majority of our traffic comes from. You should advertise on my website. And that was high-hanging fruit. I was just cold emailing people. And guess what? It was hard. It was so difficult. I don't even think I got any bites from me just cold outreach to the high-hanging fruit. And that's when I realized, what's the low-hanging fruit here? What is the easiest way for me to go get advertisers and start making money with my blog? And the low-hanging fruit in this example that I'm giving you is companies that are already advertising on soccer blogs just like mine. And so what I did, this is the low-hanging fruit strategy. It is so simple. I'm going to challenge you to go find the low-hanging fruit in your industry for your product or service. So what I did was I went to my competitors' websites. I, just with a notebook, jotted down who's advertising on this website, who's advertising on this website, who's advertising on this website. And then I hit them up. They were already advertising on soccer blogs. That was the low-hanging fruit for me. And for example, if you are, let's use branding as an example. Let's say you own a branding agency. Now, could you stroll into your local mom and pop pizza shop and say, hey, you guys need new branding. I'll redesign your logo. I'll redesign your menu. I'll redesign all these things. Sure, you could do that. And you might have some success with that. You might get some high-hanging fruit. Or what if there's a podcast that people listen to about branding? It's a branding podcast. How much better, how much more sense would it make for you to get in front of that audience and try to get on that podcast? That is an audience already interested in branding, already geeking out enough about it to go listen to a podcast about branding. That is a ready-made audience for you. Or better yet, is there a branding event or a conference in your local area? But you know what? I'm going to give you an even better idea than that, an even better strategy than that. Instead of trying to speak at another event, why not host your own branding event? Put it on Eventbrite. See who shows up. This is how I grew a six-figure SEO and marketing agency back in 2012 when I was living in Boston. Is my business partner and I, we just literally listed on Eventbrite local search engine optimization workshops, and they were free, and we said food's included. We're actually just going to order some Chinese food and some pizza. What a great combo. Just show up. We're going to teach you about search engine optimization. That was the low-hanging fruit. Sure, we could have gone door to door, desperately hoping to find our perfect clients, or we can just pick the low-hanging fruit. And the reason why I say this is because this episode, this Strategy Wins episode, I feel like it's long overdue because it's one of the most common questions that I get asked by newer entrepreneurs is they ask me, Brian, how do I convince people to buy from me? And I think if you use this strategy, you find yourself doing less and less convincing because I think the lower hanging the fruit is, the less they need to be convinced. So if you and I were opening up a fitness gym and we walked around, let's say we walked into our local, this is a really drastic example. Let's say we walked into our local McDonald's and we tried to convince those people, hey, sign up for our gym. This is what we do better than other gyms. That is high hanging fruit. Those people are not already gym members. They're not already into fitness. Just making broad generalizations. Shout out to all you people who also like McDonald's. Their fries are the best. But anyways, that's the high hanging fruit. Whereas if we could target on Facebook, for example, or if we could speak at an event of people who are already active, who are already investing in their health and fitness, who are already signed up to other gyms, that's the low-hanging fruit. We know that they're already sold on the concept of being a gym member. That's the low-hanging fruit. Or better yet, I mean, the best low-hanging fruit in this example of you and I opening a gym together is people who are thinking about signing up for the gym. So that's the low-hanging fruit. Now, I've given you a few examples on today's podcast episode, and I've definitely beat a dead horse when I talk to you about the nature of low-hanging fruit. And it might sound silly to you, but this is me, literally, in your ears today. I want to challenge you. Sit down and ask yourself, what have I been doing so far? Have I been just picking off the low-hanging fruit, or have I been in the convincing business? And for me personally, in my businesses, I always say to myself, let somebody else do the convincing. If someone is so cold, so unaware that they're not low-hanging fruit, they're high-hanging fruit, I don't want to be involved in that. Could I? Do I have the ability of getting people excited about being their own boss, about launching their own business, about being an entrepreneur, about positively affecting people? For sure, I am capable of convincing people in that. But I'll tell you what, the convincing business takes a whole heck of a lot more work than the low-hanging fruit business. So whatever industry you're in, my challenge to you at the end of today's episode, this is it, is for you to sit down and ask yourself, what is the low-hanging fruit in my industry? What is the low-hanging fruit for my product or service? Where are those people? Where are they? How do I get in front of them? Be obsessed with low-hanging fruit. It is so much simpler than picking those apples at the top of the apple tree that you can't reach. So, quite frankly, leave those apples to the birds and you just take that low-hanging fruit. But please, leave my 3-year-old niece and nephew, Landon and Savannah, at least leave them 2 apples. That's it for me today. I will catch you. You're in for a real treat, actually. This Friday's episode, I've already done the interview at the time of recording this one. You're in for a real treat. I'm going to be talking to Matt Johnson, who is the author of Micro Famous. He's going to be talking about how you can become micro famous in your industry and become what he calls famous to the right people. And he actually argues that the answer to most of your business problems is not more marketing, it's more effective marketing, and in fact, probably less marketing. So I'm excited for you to hear that interview on Friday's episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.